we've been very aggressive about trying to see to it that we had fair, full, free elections. And that's what this situation with the Green Party is about. And I'm proud to say that the Green Party has recognized that, because they agreed with us yesterday to the entry of a temporary restraining order, and saying that they would not seek to certify any candidates that they might nominate until we could get to the bottom of this. Well, not until, for 14 days, which is the duration of that order. But in the meantime, we've got an opportunity to do discovery, to try to really get to the bottom of who's behind this. And I think it's going to, I think it's going to be something more that just doesn't pass the smell test. I think you're going to find there's coordination between the governor's campaign operative and this fellow Mooney, and the shell corporations that this money has been laundered through. I think it could get very, very interesting.